Vamos a ver.
You ready? Are you guys ready? Okay. Let's start like this. What? Is everybody ready? Let's start like this. The basic kasha. Let's okay. Before the Chazon Ish and the Ritva. What Tuvia was asking was really a basic kasha in the Gemara. If a baye is the mechalik of the makadish the milveh, which doesn't work, and a nos milveh which does work, a nos mechilas milveh which does work, and Rashi says clear, a nos mechilas milveh does work, even without the complicated case of the Gemara. Poshit, a nos mechilas milveh, meaning poshit. If your like Rashi seems to say, if your das is on the actual moyes that lent you, that's nothing. But if your das is on the hanah of the mechilah, that works. Mashman Rashi works different than the chachilah. It's not it's right because, like I was in Dyke yesterday, the Ritva says Mepurish, it works different than the chachilah. Good. So when the Gemara had a problem with the case of Arba de Chamisha, so we understand one problem is a Ribbis problem. But what's the second problem, Chayyim? Noi, Dainu Milvin. We are coming to Taich the words of Abaye, of Bahanos Milvin. So, don't ask on me, because if you're a das on that Noah's Milvin, then that's not an issue. So it's Gemara's Kasha B'chal. So the truth is, Pnei Yeshua seems to ask this Kasha, but his whole Mahalis to answer the Kasha is based on a totally different Havana in the Sugya. He had a different way of learning Rashi, that there's no Choyv called Ribbis. That old concept. The whole concept that Ribbis is something which actually belongs to the Malveh, which would be Medayik from the Ritva and everything. He had a different Malveh altogether than Pnei Yeshua. So I don't want to go that route. You could look at Pnei Yeshua if you want to. I mean, it's Gishmak what he says, but it's based on a different Havana and the Sugya altogether. And we don't, I'm saying, we'll spread ourselves too thin. We won't remember, we try to do everything, we won't remember anything. So, yeah, that's, but the Kasha sure remains. So, basically the verse like this. In the Avim Elulim, the Kasha is answered in a Gevaldik way. He doesn't speak out exactly that he's answering this Kasha, but he's basically answering this Kasha. What do I mean? The Avim Elulim learned the Ritva to Pshuta. Before the Chazon Ish came along, the Avim Elulim learned the Ritva to Pshuta. Ribbis is a real choy. It's a choy in Binim Mominus, in Choshen Mishput. It's also for you to collect an Ilchus Ribbis, Ilchus Yeridai. There's no problem to dichotomize and split the two up. If your mom is his mom, he's chayvah to you, it's your mom. Oh, but it's a din in the Torah, that it's also, and you have to give it back. What we call trait for guilt, right? Nam Bloom has no problem learning like that. That's what he learns. By the way, the diak that Rashi learns, like the Ritva, is everywhere. I was mentioning yesterday that Nam Bloom makes it. The Beis Shmuel makes it. Atzus Yosef makes it. The Machna makes it. Everybody makes it. Except the Yeshua does something different with it. It's very interesting. The Yeshua does not. He gets out of this. He says Rashi doesn't mean that he's a real koyach. If you want to know his mahalik, we discuss it. That'll be extra credit. Okay. But what the Avnei Lulim learns is mamash koyach. Mamash koyach. Yeah. Mamash koyach. The Chazon Ish said it can't be. How can be a koyach? It's also to pay. A koyach is also to collect. But the Avnei Lulim learns that's the pshat. Yeah. One zilkus kosher mishpat, but one zilkus yoredaya. Yeah, it's not a problem. He wasn't bothered by that. Follow what I'm saying? So Mamela, according to Avnei Lulim, he says a vote like this. He says that by ribbis, if I try to mekadesh you with the hat, it's not a choy. But if I try to mekadesh you with the hana of the mechil of that choy, yeah, he says that'll never work. It can't work. Why? Because you can't taina that she has a, that the ish in this case has a hana, because the ish was Michael something, which is mechuyev in a Torah to be Michael. It's not a coin, but it's mechuyev in a Torah to be Michael that coin. The Torah says you're not allowed to collect ribbons. So you can't call that a hana. What would I know? You were chayv to do it anyway. I get a hana from that. So the guy, no, anyway, yeah. Like, he's Madame to the Gemara later. We once looked up this Gemara. We didn't get up to it yet. Because Kelev Rosa Chora, the dog's chasing him and he saves a life. The Gemara there has a stopping. Here he's saying it's not even a stopping. If you're Machuyev to cancel out the rivers in that Torah, you're right, it's a Choy. And Hilchas Dine Choy, Shemishmas, and Hilchas Dine Mammonis to Choy. But you're Machuyev to be Michael. So you can't do Kaj with that Hanah. So Amilum learns, but Oid Mild, I think what he's learning is, but Oid Mildahi is the Pshat. That's the old Enechinam. The first time in the Gemara of Ribbis Mal Yasa, that's only a problem in the Lashon. Like the Ritva says, like the Mavdaik and Rashi. And really what? Could you make a Kedushin with Ribbis? If you can make a Kedushin with Ribbis. It's your money. It's the Malva's money. If you can't sell out the Choy, the Taka, it's a good way. It's like I gave her something. It's called a Kedushin. But only if you hold these Mekadish with the Milvah. Because Hanah's Mechila's Milva, that doesn't exist over here. So Mali, you're right. Bitzad, the Ribbis, you can make a Kedushin. But we have a problem. But Oid, Hainu Milva. But that only works with as much as you can be Mekadosh in the Milva. And we hold you can't. Abai holds you can't. Yeah. What was Tugis Kasha? Abai said two things. A Milva does not work, but Hanah's Mechila's Milva does work. Yeah? So what about the Gemara now? Hainu Milva. It's not Hainu Milva. It's not Nov. The Mechila Milva. That's what we're talking about. Sarah says, no. The Gemara means to ask is that if you're talking about Ribbis, which is what we're talking about, and Ribbis Taka, there's a Choyv, and Ribbis Taka belongs to the Malva, and all that is true, but you can't say that there's Hanos Mechila Milva. You didn't give me any Hanos by being Michaelis. You and Mechila Milva are to be Michaelis. That's your issue. I'm going to say thank you for that, though. Yeah, the Valdi with that Malum thing. Mamela, Void Milvi. Void Milvi. So for that, we have to say a new case. With Avach Lezimna. And Avach Lezimna, so I'm not canceling out anything. I'm giving you an extension on the loan. And that has a certain value. And I was Michael, that value too. I know it's Mechila of the giving you more time. So Mamela, that's what's called Metal Vimini. Yeah, but on a matter, but what he's saying is, but that's all it could be. It can't be better than that. That's the point. By a regular choyv, you can say that you have two options. By a regular choyv, there's two options. The kaddish is the milde, which doesn't work because your das is on the money you got a year ago. Or Makadish with Anas Mechilas Milva, which is different work, that's what Rashi is saying. Yeah? But what he's saying is, by Ribbis, there are no two options. The option of Anas Mechilas Milva doesn't exist. So, man, the only way it would work, the only way it could work, is if you hold the Makadish with the Milva, and that we hold you can. At least the buyer holds you can. So that's Gabal. So, well, I didn't use these yet. I'm going to use them in a minute. But here's the problem, though. That'd be very good shmack.
That money,
that would work as a Kaddish Milva? Yeah, because it's a Choyv. So if I'm
a Choyv to be Mochel, I'm saying it's not, whatever my Mechila doesn't matter. But nonetheless, if I say that the money I have to give you, like, it is a full recital.
Uh-huh.
If I'm a chayiv to be mochel, so...
But it's a chayiv. But it's a chayiv. It's a chayiv which you are mechayiv right now. So if you say no, because you can't call that you gave me a no.
I haven't done anything.
You can say it's a din kesef. You can say, if you hold mechayiv to the milva works, that means you're saying the canceling of the chayiv is a real din kesef. That's true over here too. But don't tell me that you gave me any extra no by doing it. You had to do it.
Never gave me that.
Yeah.
I told you.
Yeah. So if you want to say midin kesef because you hold that Mekadosh Milva works, every Mekadosh Milva works, so fine, that'll work here too. But if you hold Makash Nidova generally doesn't work, and the only thing that does work is that you won't have over here. That's Gavaldic. But what I still don't understand is how does the Chazon Ish read that part of the Gemara? Because according to the Chazon Ish was forced to say that the two tributes of the Gemara are independent tributes. Teretz, one is that's not alone. I actually came back to this, and now we use the Makadisher. Because only then could you learn that it would be Chal, and the only problem is a Lashon problem. But the Chazon Ish can't learn that it was still in its Mechoy form, right? But all the Chazon Ish learned is that even if problem A is not a problem, you have another problem called Milk. Which means to say, even if the problem of Rivas is taken off the table, even Lu Yitzur, there wouldn't be a problem of, even in Lu Yitzur, there wouldn't be a Rivas Bichlau, right? You have another problem, that it's a Milk. First of all, it's a Milk. Now, it works. In its Choyim form, according to the Chazon Ish, there is no Rivas. In its Choyim form, it doesn't exist. So with what do you be Makadisher? What's the Mechoy Milva for the Chazon Ish? You mean Marav Shav? Because the Chazon Ish, when it's in the Milva form, if she didn't pay it yet, so that fifth one is not really here. And even if you say what? Even if you say that you do owe it to me. Is that what it means? But always moving. You didn't even say that you do owe it to me. Yeah? So it's a problem because moving. So in that. What do you mean? No. So over here, so 1 second. But then you can't say that it doesn't say, you can't have the same terms. Because now you'll ask the Kasha, what do you mean? Why are you saying always moving? It's that not the machil of the moving. So Bishlam, according to Amnulun, what we were talking about, that there's a real ribbis here. Amnulun was learning that it's ribbis. Except it's a real choiz. So now you can say that I'm a that it can't be the Hanno of the Mechila, because I don't get Hanno from your Mechila, that's something you have to do anyway. According to the Chazon Ish, the Tzibah Oiz is taking on that there is no issue of Ribbis, like the Chazon Ish himself says, so then it's Hanno of the Mechila's Milva, like Tzibah is asking. What's not a fault? No, so look what he says. Yeah, the Ba'oi, look what he says. Yeah. So he says the Ba'oi. He said, listen to what he says. The Ba'oi is, you go up a little bit. First word in line is ribbis. Right in the middle of the paragraph, first word in line is ribbis. The Baha Da'amar Ba'oi Milvihi Hainu. And feed him ain't no ribbis gomer. Ba'yakoina Hamalvin. Hi Zuz. Akati Milvahi. Even if it wouldn't be ribbis, and therefore we're saying you really do owe it to the Malda. But Sekosite, it's a Milva. Now 1 second. Why is it a Milva? Is that a Milva? It's an Os Mechilas Milva. It's an Os Mechilas Milva. So the Abba Mulvah says, no, there ain't no Os Mechilas Milva because it's all my ribbis over here. The Chazon Ish can't say that. Because he's Dafka talking about where we're assuming the ribbis is not a problem over here.
Why?
So the Kasha comes back. Why are you calling it a Milvah? It's a Nos Mechilas Milvah.
Why can't he say that even if you say that it actually is a Milvah? I'm saying it's not a Milvah. Right? The person says it's not a Milvah. The only way he can have is where she gave him back the fifth and now he's
just
not.
Right.
So let's say he holds it.
Yeah, but that's what he's saying. You're saying a different part. Because of the Chazon Ish, that's not even a Havamim. She's saying something else. He's saying you can learn according to Chazon Ish. The first part of the Gemara is that he paid it already. But even if you want to say not like me, even if you want to say like the Avni Luim, that you can have Mamish Ribbis that's still called a Chai, Apapicha and Oid Milvim. And then you can have the same third as Avni Luim. Oh, yeah, but that's not what he's saying. Why is he not saying that? I don't think he's saying that because according to him, the Gemara would never talk that way. Because according to him, that's like an impossible. It's an impossibility. We wouldn't even discuss that. That's called a choy. Ribbon is not called a choy. Period. That cannot be either territory. Meaning that's not even a happening according to him. So what is the void according to him? the oy that the ribbon's issue is taken off the table, milk. I mean, that's his lashon. He says, he doesn't want to say that. I understand why he doesn't want to say that, because he knows that's not even a possibility. You wouldn't even talk about that theoretically. But even if it wouldn't be Ribbis Gomer, still you have a problem that's milva. Why? Just say that's Tanos Mechilas. You hear what I'm saying? Just say Tanos Mechilas milva. We're dealing with the Nos Mechilas milva. That's what you were trying to say yesterday, what you just said now. Yeah, I hear that. But I don't think that's what he means.
The case is
4 or 5 cases,
she hasn't paid it back yet.
Yeah. I feel them low, how you can't. Our first problem with Gemara was it's not Haram Shabbat, it's Ribbis Ma'aliyah. But oy, even if it wouldn't be Ribbis Ma'aliyah, I have another problem that's a milva. That's how you read the Gemara according to the Chazon Ish. Each thing is independent. One problem is even if you paid it, I have a question in the Lashon, then it should be called Ribbis Ma'aliyah, not Haram Shabbat. But oy, even if it won't be called Ribbis Ma'aliyah, I have another problem that it's a milva, because you didn't pay it yet.
How can not
be called Ribbis Ma'aliyah? Well, let's say it was called a Rabbis Ribbis for some reason. It's not called that, but he's just saying that there's two independent problems in the case of 4 or 5. One independent problem is that even if it's not a milva, I have a question on the Lashon. And another independent problem is that even if I don't have a question on the Lashon, it's a milva. That's what he's reading. I'm just, to me, that part's still shver. According to the Chazon Ish,
what's the case? The case is he lent her 4 and he said, you owe me 5.
Yeah, and let's say that wouldn't be Ribbis.
And now when the Mochel.
There wouldn't be Ribbis.
When the Mochel is paying me back 5. You're saying that's an actual.
That's not
what you're
saying. Isn't the whole law?
What she said would fix everything, but it's a big thing to say he means that. You're saying the Ba'oid according to Chazon Ish really is the Avin Milum. Ba'oid, if it would be like that, yeah. That's you learned it? Yeah, that would fix the problem. No, that would fix it. Then you could say the same terror that I just said according to Avin Milum. You're right, but it's hard for me to hear that he means that.
But what else could he possibly
mean? Yes, you're right. The way I'm reading it, I'm stuck. No, the part of what he means is not that the Ba'oid is if Davin would not be right. The Ba'oid is that if it wouldn't be called Ribbis, not that Ba'oid, if Ribbis Ma'aliyah was a real Choyv like Davin would not. Ba'oid, that this would not be called Ribbis Ma'aliyah. Those are his words. What I'm saying is, those are his words. Okay, very good. Okay, it needs more beer, Mr. Shem. Again, the way he's saying it is mamish. It would be gewaltig. I just don't know if that's really what he means. But the way I think he means, I have a big kasha. I understand. Follow me.
Even Rashi, how do you say Rashi?
He wants you to say yes.
Something weird about
it. So Rashi's like, He might just mean Kavam Chiyavis Gomedis means the same problem. Same problem as every milva. Because he already took the money. She already used the money. Uh, I'm not sure. Are you? Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure. Okay, now. Okay, that's that. That is that. If you want to see, again, if you want to see more about it, you can see this happening in Milum inside. And you can see the Pnei Yeshua inside, if you want. But we spoke out enough outside to get the picture. And because initially you did see inside. Please be quiet. Okay. The Avenue Milum, by the way, is Sipkotten Chop Beis, I think.
Okay, I think.
So now, yeah, we'll leave it off for now. There's one more Nikud in the Makna about the Ovid Lemahani, but it's a whole other Gemara in Tamura. It's bringing the whole of the Sugi. You know the concept of the Ovid Lemahani?
Who?
Machlek is a Bayan Rav in Tamura. The Ovid Lemahani, the Ovid Lemahani.
Yeah,
I just did
yesterday.
Is it? All right, fine, we'll leave it for now. Okay, I'll go upon him. That's what came out. That's what came out. So now we have like this, you ready? We have like this. We have the Tosfos on this. Zavi likes the Tosfos. It's not so hard. It's not hard. It's not. Davik Lizimno, and there's also an important
third line, second word,
an important Rashba.
Fourth line, fourth word.
An important Rashba on the last part of the sugya of what does it mean Davik Lizimno? By the Gemara of Lechicha Davik Lizimno. So we understand what that means according to Rashi. The Rashba brings a totally different shot to what that could mean. It's Machlokes Rishonim really what that means. And there's another Chazon Ish which explains the Machlokes Rishonim. But I won't have you look that up just yet. First, see the Tosfos in the Rashba. Chazon Ish. It takes too long for the Chazon Ish. Then we can. Every time I say something, he's out. He's out. Okay, fine. That's the story. And then we'll do. Okay, and then we'll move on to the tournament. I'm not locked here. We're going slow now. There's a lot of alumnus at Ian now. This is really a big, major part of it. Obviously.